Senator, Mary Ferrucci with the Missouri Net. Can you talk about the provision in with the ag bill? Provision in the ag bill that benefits Monsanto?
You know, there's no provision in the ag bill that benefits Monsanto. Mm-hmm. There is a provision in the ag bill that benefits farming families mm-hmm. if they plant a crop mm-hmm. that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has said is legal and approved to plant. Mm-hmm. What we've had in the country in the last few years is a couple of big cases, one on alfalfa and one on sugar beets, where USDA would approve a crop, mm-hmm. farm families all over the country would plant that crop, and then some federal judge somewhere would say, I think that needs more study, and so you can't harvest that crop, you can't sell that crop. In both cases, higher federal courts eventually reversed the decision by the federal judge, mm-hmm. saying, in fact, well, hey, USDA was right. It was legal to plant it. You should have been able to sell it. But by then, of course, those farm families had lost that year's income. And so it's a provision. And then there was no, you couldn't sue USDA. You couldn't sue Pioneer Seed or Monsanto or anybody else. So all the loss was on the part of farm families. That's why the Soybean Association, the Corn Growers Association, the Farm Bureau all believe that that's a provision that you need to protect farm families. Now, if by the next planting season there's some legitimate reason that you should reconsider the USDA decision, then you wouldn't be able to plant that crop the next year, but you can plant another crop. You know, we all know enough about farming in Missouri to know that once you've dedicated your farm to a crop for that year, you can't go back and undo that decision. And if you made it based on what the government told you you should be able to do, you should be able to follow through with that decision. Okay?